I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Democrats in the Texas House of Representatives left the state Monday afternoon en route to Washington, D.C., in a bid to again deny Republicans the quorum needed to pass new voting restrictions with 26 days left in the special legislative session called largely for that purpose. Upping the ante in both the legislative fight at home and the national debate over voting rights, most House Democrats boarded two planes out of Austin headed for the U.S. Capitol without a set return date. At least 51 of the 67 Democrat representatives, the number needed to break quorum, were in the process of leaving Monday afternoon. The bulk of House Democrats arrived in D.C. around 7 p.m. Central Time. The House is set to reconvene Tuesday morning, but the absent Democrats will mean there are not enough members present to conduct business under House rules. With a national political spotlight on Texas's effort to further restrict voting, the Democrat exodus offers them a platform to continue pleading with Congress to act on restoring federal protections for voters of color. In Texas, the decamping will mark a more aggressive stance by Democrats to block Republican legislation, further tightening the state's voting rules as the GOP works against thinning statewide margins of victory. Some Democrats hope their absence will give them leverage to force good faith negotiations with Republicans, who they say have largely shut them out of negotiations over the voting bill. The bills were expected to hit the House and Senate floors for votes this week. Even if Democratic lawmakers stay out of the state for the next few weeks, the governor could continue to call 30-day sessions or add voting restrictions to the agenda when the legislature takes on the redrawing of the state's political maps later this summer. Two of the state's top Republican leaders are panning House Democrats over their move to leave the state in an attempt to block passage of a controversial election bill. In a statement Monday afternoon, Governor Greg Abbott said the move inflicts harm on the very Texans who elected them to serve, and criticized Democrats for flying across the country on cushy private planes, while they leave undone issues that can help their districts and our state, such as property tax relief and funding for children in the state's foster care system. Meanwhile, House Speaker Dade Phelan, the Beaumont Republican who oversees the lower chamber, said in a statement that the chamber will use every available resource under the Texas Constitution and the unanimously passed House rules to secure a quorum to meaningfully debate and consider the various issues included on the special session agenda. Phelan said, "The special session clock is ticking. I expect all members to be present in our Capitol in order to immediately get to work on these issues." After House Democrats left the state Monday in an attempt to block passage of the GOP's election bill during the special legislative session, attention turned to the Republicans and what they can do to get the priority legislation passed. A number of House Republicans indicated they would support what's known as the Call of the House, a procedural move that would allow law enforcement to track down lawmakers who have already fled the chamber. It's unclear, though, what impact such an order could have, given that Democrats have flown to Washington, D.C., where Texas law enforcement does not have jurisdiction. Republicans are also keeping their cards close to their vest as to whether there are other tactics they plan to employ to compel members from the state's minority party to return to Austin before the special session ends in 26 days. Abbott, who has also tasked the legislature with working on a host of other conservative priorities, such as border security funding and abortion-related legislation, said later Monday that he can and will call as many special sessions as needed until they do their job. The last time Democrats broke quorum and fled the state was in 2003. They left the state during the regular session to prevent a redistricting plan by Republicans who had just taken both chambers of the legislature. Texas Republicans asked the attorneys general of Oklahoma and New Mexico if Texas troopers could arrest the lawmakers in their states without a warrant and bring them back to Texas. Both states said no. Republican leaders at the time also asked whether federal authorities could bring the Democrats back, but the FBI and the Justice Department said at the time they had no justification for intervening. Don't forget to join us for the 2021 Texas Tribune Festival, taking place online and in Austin from September 20th through the 25th. Buy tickets today to see speakers like Kara Swisher, contributing opinion writer at the New York Times and editor-at-large at Recode; Andy Roddick, retired world number one tennis player and founder and chair of the Andy Roddick Foundation; U.S. Representative Sylvia Garcia, and many others. Find details and information at festival.texastribune.org. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by Common Cause Texas. Common Cause Texas is a grassroots organization dedicated to fighting voter suppression in the Lone Star State. Find out more at lettexasvote.org.